revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach, which God gave him to show his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Yeshua. Blessed is he who reads the words of the prophecy of this book. And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it. Because the time is near. John. To the seven churches of the prophets of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come. And from the seven spirits before his throne. And from Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. And every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Christ Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Yeshua. On the Lord, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was one like a son of man. He was dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace. And the sound of his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. Behold, I was dead, and now I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden lampstands are the seven churches. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks among the seven lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, and that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Yet you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who was the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty. Yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews, but are not, and are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you for 10 days, but be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. To the end of the church in Pergamum write, these are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the practices of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit immorality with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and that I will repay each one of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teachings and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come to you like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will like him be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I place before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have until so that no one takes your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write. These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice that I had first heard, speaking to me like a trumpet, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. Well, at once, I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass as clear as crystal. Now in the center, around the throne, were four living creatures. And they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. And the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Now, whenever the four living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Then I saw in the right hand sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was found who could open the scroll or even look inside it. Well, I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. But then one elder said to me, Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain. Standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders, he had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every nation and tribe and people and language. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard the voices of many angels. I mean, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the four living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they cried, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror, bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hands. Then I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages. And do not damage the oil and the wine. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. And when the Lamb opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony they'd maintained. They called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? But then each of them were given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of the brothers and servants who were to be killed as they had been was completed. I watched as the Lamb opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man, they hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. And who can stand? After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, prevent any wind from blowing on the land, the sea, or on the Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. He said, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin, 12,000 each. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude in heaven that no one could count, from every nation and tribe and people and language. They were standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Now all the angels were standing around the throne, around the four living creatures and the elders. They fell on their faces and worshiped God who was seated on the throne. And they cried, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he told me, he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and will serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer together with the prayers of the saints on the golden altar before the throne of God. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of the saints went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it upon the earth. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet. And there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star blazing like a torch fall from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, as was a third of the night. Now, as I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it, like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth. And they were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, nor any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered, it was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. The hair was like woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings, it was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails and stings like scorpions. And in their tails, they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, or in Greek Apollyon, which means the destroyer. The first woe is past. 2 other woes are yet to come. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a loud voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God. It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the 4 angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the 4 angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill 1/3 of mankind. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. The horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow with sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. 1/3 of mankind were killed by the 3 plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. For the power of the horses was in their mouths. And in their tails. For their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injuries. Now the rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood. Idols cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immoralities, or their thefts. Then I saw a mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed with the sun. He was robed in a cloud with a sun. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. And he was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the 7 thunders spoke. When the 7 thunders spoke, I was about to write, but then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the 7 thunders have said. Do not write it down." Then the angel I'd seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, who created the heavens and all that is in it, the earth and all that is in them, and the sea and all that is in them, and said, "There will be no more delay. But in the days when the 7th angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants the prophets. Then the voice I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more and said, go and take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. So I took the scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I'd eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. I was given a reed, like a measuring rod, and was told, go, measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the worshippers there, but exclude the outer court. Do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will trample on the holy city for 3.5 years. And I will give power to my 2 witnesses, and they will prophesy for 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. See, if anyone wants to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. See, these men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. And they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts because these 2 prophets had tormented those who lived on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. Now, at that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake. And the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. The third woe is coming. Soon. The 7th angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and your saints, and those who reverence your name, both small and great, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened. And within his temple was seen the Ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm. The Ark of the Covenant, the sign of Israel's sure victory. And what a reassurance in the midst of all that God's doing. He shows John the Ark of the Covenant, the original, the real one. Not the copy, the real one. God's temple in heaven is open. What an amazing moment. What a privilege to be sharing God's Word. Just want to share a little bit about how I got here. My testimony, Pastor shared a little bit. I'm from Gig Harbor, Washington, a small town in Seattle. I went to dramatic arts program in Washington State University and moved down to Los Angeles to seek fame and fortune in film. And God gave me a godly roommate who happened to be going to John MacArthur's church, Grace Church down there. And I wound up giving my life to the Lord. I got baptized by him in 1987, New Year's Eve. And I said, okay, God, I'm an actor. At least that's what I was. What do you want to do now? And God said, this is your new script. And I, some kicking and screaming. I'm making a long story short here. I started memorizing Revelation. It took me about 2 years because God just had put it on my heart to really to share that. I wanted to write something about the end times. I was blown away as a new believer that God had written history ahead of time, and he's revealed so much of it in his word. I thought, wow, I felt like it was kind of like finding myself on a map. You know, the definition of being lost and now found. I realized, oh my goodness, we are right here on God's little calendar. I can't believe he's shown us all this. So I said, I'm gonna maybe write a play or a screenplay, and I can share that. As I began to write that and rewrite it, I kept studying about the end times and learning so much. And then I got frustrated because I was reading people who disagreed with each other that were great teachers of God's word, but they disagreed with each other. They both had good points. And I thought, well, my goodness, somebody's wrong here. Both of them might be wrong. So I started seeking, Lord, what should I do about that? What if I write something that's just inaccurate? This is not the past. This is about what God's going to do, so it's much easier to get wrong. And God said, why don't you just memorize my word? Yeah, you want to know what I'm going to do? You know that's true. So that's why I started the couple-year process of doing that. And, of course, once I got into it and I kept going over and over again, the fact that God's going to bless whoever hears these words and whoever reads these words, I thought, maybe these are the words he wants people to hear a little more. Maybe this is what I should be doing. I'm not going to write anything this accurate. So why don't I take God's prompting and present this? And so I started, I think my first presentation was 1994. And God has taken me all over the world presenting the scriptures. I do 7 different books of the Bible, different presentations from Genesis to Exodus to Ecclesiastes, Daniel, John, Acts, and Revelation. And, of course, people ask me what my favorite is, but they're like children, But if I could do one, it would be Revelation, simply because I do believe the time is near. I've watched God open this book up in tremendous ways, our understanding of it. I fully expect to understand it as we get closer. I'm really astounded at how much he's shown me in the 20 years since I've been quoting it back. I've probably presented it close to 700 or 800 times now. So I've probably read through the book of Revelation out loud somewhere around 4,000 or 5,000 times. So I get to really ponder all the positions and all of the verses that don't seem to make sense and try to make sure that they match up with all the Old Testament prophecies. And it's an endless challenge that is humbling, but I can assure you it is very rewarding. And God, if you want to know what he's up to, he will continue to show you. And it is amazing, and it is humbling. But he wants us to be watchful. And so that's why I'm here, to share this, because I believe it's time to be watchful right now. When I started doing this about 20 years ago, it was not... drama in the church was kind of cool back then. That was the big thing. But now we get death threats from different, Nation of Islam guys. There are some churches that don't want to be associated with the scriptures. So there's persecution now. It's mild, but it's coming. And I'm watching it start to happen. But at the same time, there are churches, people are deciding across every denomination. The last 2-3 years, I've been to a lot of different types of denominations that you wouldn't consider Berean. But what's happening is with that little bit of persecution we're experiencing here in America, everyone sitting in any kind of church is deciding which one of two places they want to be. You're either in a place where you have a high view of God's scriptures. They're holy. They're inerrant. You teach them, you preach them, you're not ashamed of them. And in that place, invariably, Yeshua is the star of that church. He's the focus. Or you're in another church with a low view of Scripture where, some of it we believe, some of it we don't.
we preach and teach this. We stay away from that. You can come in and we can talk about what you think about it and what I think about it. And what could be true for you is good. And what could be true for me is good. And we just hang out, and that's good. And invariably in that church that has a low view of Scripture, that's ashamed of it, doesn't want to be totally associated with Jesus' words, someone else is the star of that church. Usually the pastor, most often, actually, more often than not, it's you. It's what can you take from God to make your life a little bit better. So we have a choice which places we want to be. And so you've chosen good. You're in this place as a high view of Scripture. I can't encourage you enough to continue in it. We're going to take a brief break, like so brief that you just have enough time to get up and go to the bathroom, come back, and I'm going to do the second half of the book of Revelation.